You are listening to the Ortho Idea podcast, where we bring you the newest trends in orthopedic technology. Tune in for engaging interviews with medical device executives, surgeons, and surprise special guests discussing new disruptive technology in the marketplace. Here is your host, Eric Anderson.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning into the Ortho Idea podcast. My name is Eric Anderson, and I will be your host today. And today we have the honor of having David Blue on the podcast. He is the Chief Commercial Officer of Shoulder Innovations, an innovative new shoulder company to the marketplace. As well as he has years and vast experience of orthopedic startup companies, and we'll let him talk a little bit more about that. But we're really excited to have you on the podcast today. And Dave, how are you today?
Hey, great, Eric. Thanks for having me. It's great to be with you again.
Yeah, thank you very much. Well, I really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to come on and do this. And I've seen some things on LinkedIn about Shoulder Innovations and some pretty neat things that you guys are doing. So if you would just kind of talk about the origins of Shoulder Innovations and how it all came to be.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. And I think it starts, you know, everybody loves a good story. But when you look back on the history of our team, it's just an incredible story that has held together for many decades. Several of us have worked together for over 30 years, and we got our start back in Depew in the 80s, actually. Yeah, I'm an old guy for sure. So yeah, there was Jeff Andrela and Don Running, who are two of my partners, worked on a lot of the products back at Depew in the early 80s and mid 80s and late 80s. And what's been fascinating is to see that my partners have been a part of this since, you know, launching the first global shoulder system. And that was the first modular shoulder back in the day. And they also helped launch the first reverse shoulder. And so we got our start and we kind of cut our teeth back in the Depew days, working with Mattson and Rockwood and launching that global shoulder. And it was kind of at the time, Eric, you go back that many decades, it was kind of the ugly stepchild, right? The extremities division, you know, that was upper extremities versus the hip and knee popularity that was going on. But they just continued to really focus and concentrate and learn their expertise in the shoulder space. And that went on to, after we left Depew, several years later, this same team got an opportunity to come back together when we joined forces and came together working with others as well. Rod Meyer, dear friend of mine, helped start DVO, a small little upper extremity, fingertip to shoulder company. And it was really a special group. They were, again, innovators. And I think that's the thing that was really been fun to watch over all these years. But one of the things that came out of that, a couple of things that came out of that, were Jeff, Don, and Rod, and myself. I was on the board at the time and an investor. We really saw a vision to create something really innovative, and that was the Simplicity shoulder that is now the number one market share leader for stemless shoulder systems. And we ended up selling that company to Tornier. So our team went with the acquisition over to Tornier. And as a part of the milestone buyout that was happening, I'd only planned to go for a couple of years because that was my commitment. But we ended up having such a great time together and we ended up taking the company public. I was a director of sales that went on to be VP of sales over at Tornier, and I was there 7 years. But we got to work with Rob Ball, and you know, he was the head of all of R&D globally for Tornier. And we, again, the same team got to have their fingerprints on launching some of the most innovative shoulder products that were, and some are still on the market. And so we fast forward from there. A couple of our partners went on to participate in Blueprint, which was the name of the company was called Emiscap. And Blueprint was a software planning solution, taking CT scans and being able to, you know, preoperatively plan for shoulders. So now you introduce the kind of the tech side in utilizing some artificial intelligence, but software planning as a part of continuing to focus on making shoulder arthroplasty a real success. And that company ended up being bought by Wright Medical. And our team went on to continue to look at shoulder innovations, the innovation of shoulders, if you will. And there was a surgeon, Dr. Steve Gunther, that had been, you know, really concentrating and focusing on trying to solve glenoid loosening, which was really a challenge for total shoulder arthroplasty for, you know, ever since the inception, quite honestly. You know, it's a difficult procedure for some surgeons. Some others don't find it as difficult, but they had a lot of challenges in how to address B-type glenoids, B2, B3, C-type glenoids. And one day, Dr. Gunther was driving his truck down the road and he went over a manhole cover and he said, you know, why am I never afraid to drive my truck over a manhole cover? Well, it's inset and it's set down in, obviously. And as he started to think about all the glenoids on the market, everything's an onlay. We have this phrase that says, we're not an onlay, we're not an inlay, but we're an inset. And Steve, Dr. Gunther, really developed that further, that whole concept, and said, you know, I think this is a real solution for me with my difficult types of glenoids. So he partnered up with Biomed at the time and did some custom work and had tremendous success addressing these types of difficult glenoids. So to make a long story a little bit longer, Steve had tried to shop that technology to all the big strategics out there, Zimmer and Biomet and J&J and even Tornier. And Rob Ball remembers meeting with Steve Gunther a couple of different times on the technology. But there was something that we didn't know that many years ago, because Steve actually has been implanting these glenoids for over 13 years. He has 10-year published data, and it's just been a phenomenal success. But what's been interesting is when we were back looking at this technology, we had a false understanding of the subchondral plate. We thought it was very thin. Well, it is in young patients. And one of the things that we had done when we were at Tornier was we ran everything through a finite element analysis, and we used actually the university in Switzerland and some of those students over there as some of our specimens, if you will. And it was really amazing because we were working off of a false assumption with younger patients when, fast forward, now we've learned with arthritic patients, you know, your subchondral plate gets thicker and thicker. And Frankel came out with his paper and validated that. And while we were working on the blueprint project with Gilles and Pascal and looking at these CT scans, it really validated how thick that subchondral plate was and is. And so I can remember when Rob called and said, man, we've got to buy Shoulder Innovations. This technology is phenomenal, and it's going to solve glenoid loosening. So long history, it's a fun story, because when you think about it, in fact, Jeff Ondula and Don Running, they always will remind me, you know why we have these flat foreheads, you know, these flat spots on our forehead? It's because after 30 years, you just keep hitting your head going, how did we miss something so simple, so elegant? And what a great solution. So, and these are from the two top, you know, designing engineers who designed the anchor peg for DePue and designed the Cordelock for Tornier. And so for them to have these wonderful, brilliant minds and all this experience and, you know, not expose themselves to an inset at the time, I think they were just amazed.
Well, thank you for that history. That's phenomenal. And if you really look at it, you're a team of individuals who are the pioneers in shoulder arthroplasty. And that's amazing. And a whole heck of a lot of experience and data to back up your thought process moving into this next step.
Well, I tell you, I like to brag on our team and my partners. And, you know, between those guys over all these decades, they probably have invented over 50% of shoulder arthroplasty that's, you know, on the market worldwide. They have hundreds of patents that they've been a part of. This is just a real specialty for them. And I've just been able to be blessed to be on the journey with them and work with some phenomenal shoulder surgeons that are shoulder specialists, fellowship trained shoulder specialists, and then as well on the rep side. And what was so special about Tornier, Eric, was we really just really concentrated and focused on being focused on shoulders. a lot of the companies just struggled because they tried to sell their shoulders through their full line reps. And that made it real challenging, I think, because for you to be an expert in shoulders, shoulders obviously a really complex joint, and it can be very challenging. So one of the things that we created while we were at Tournier, and fortunately I got to be a part of Tournier when it was very small and left when it was large and publicly traded, and it was just a great journey. But we really just disciplined ourselves to say, we're going to focus on shoulder and we're going to become the shoulder experts. And when you hear the word Tournier, you're going to remember that's the Tournier folks or the Tournier experts. And we wanted to be able to bring something to the OR that was very helpful in a complex procedure. And then we've taught a lot of those shoulder surgeons over the years, obviously with the, having the first reverse and some of those things. I can just still remember every weekend was jam full of hands-on cadaver labs for shoulder surgeons, teaching them that. But it's just, it's been a complete team effort. And I've been blessed to be around a lot of smart shoulder folks, and it's just been a lot of fun.
Well, that's phenomenal. And thank you for sharing that journey. And so now with Shoulder Innovations, you're obviously now going to become the specialist in glenoid loosening and understanding it and the root cause and stopping it. So can you talk a little bit about the glenoid, just kind of go a little bit into the technology?
Yeah, no, I'd be happy to. You know, it's one of those things. It starts with the glenoid, and a lot of times we lead with the glenoid because it is such a phenomenal success story and having all of our experience working with all the glenoids in the past that we have. So when you think of something that's round and it's flat backed, it takes away, and we've got documented study and published study showing that we reduce 87% rocking horse. Well, if you think about it, everything on the market pretty much has been an onlay, which is a round back, curved back type of glenoid. And you understand why they developed that, because they were trying to mimic, you know, what the anatomy was. But the fact that you literally take out 87% of the rocking horse motion right there solves a lot of problems. Well, you know, having, again, Don Running and Jeff on our team, Don went on to develop the knees for J&J or for DePue as well as for Biomet. And if you think about an inset glenoid, it's very similar to patella, which is a flat back, all poly patella with phenomenal success. Well, you know, when Don saw this technology, he's like, man, that's just like a patella. And that patella is one of the, you know, more complicated implants because it takes a lot of shear force when it's going through the femoral groove on a total knee. And if it can be successful, then you're starting to think, wow, translate that to a total shoulder with the glenoid challenges that they have. And one of the things that people came out right away, they thought we were taking a lot of bone when we're not an inlay, right? Like you've got other companies out there like Arthrosurface that takes a ton of bone. A lot of onlays take a ton of bone. They just don't know how much bone they take because they have angled reamers that are also round back, and they just end up grinding a lot of that good, precious bone away. And ours is more of a machined process or a milled process, very controlled. We're only taking a couple of millimeters, but it's really on the outer skirts of the glenoid. It's not down the center where you want to protect that subchondral plate. But you take some of the things that we've learned on the patella, and my partners put anti-rotational pegs on the back. Gunther's work, all his studies, everything was done with a central peg on the back, and it was all FDA cleared and approved. So we know we can do it very successfully with just one central peg, but we knew that would be probably a pretty big leap in the marketplace for some doctors to want to, you know, transition to something so different. So we end up putting two anti-rotational pegs, and they're all in line, which makes it an even better story because you can dial in, because it's round, and put those pegs exactly where you want it. So if you've got a bone defect or if you've got a bone challenge, you can actually dial this in. Well, and it comes in two thicknesses. It comes in a 6 millimeter. It comes in an 8 millimeter thick polyethylene glenoids. And it also comes in 20 millimeters diameter, 22, 24, 27, and 30 millimeters in diameter. So we, and in two thicknesses of each, 6 millimeter and 8 millimeter. So we give surgeons a lot of intraoperative options, but what's really neat is you're looking for a little bony rim around the edge of the glenoid, which if you think about it, when it's inset, and again, it's not buried, it's just inset a millimeter or two, it's encased in bone, so it can't go anywhere. So if you think about the shear forces that are coming at the sides of this and all that stress that's riding on that glenoid, you have a flat back, and then now you have it inset or encased in bone, it can't go anywhere. And then my partners, being as smart as they are, they went on to look at the face of the glenoid. Because as you know, Eric, with your orthopedic experience, we always deal with, you know, the fact of the translation on the mismatch, right? So we always had to remember or have some sort of chart that mm-hmm. helped us with this size head, because of the radius of curvature, goes with this type of glenoid or this size glenoid. And what's great is these guys invented years ago this multi-targeted, well, we call it a target, because there's three zones. There's the central zone in the middle is almost like a golf ball sitting on a golf tee that mm-hmm. finds its center. And then the second zone coming again away from the center is more of a radius of curvature that's more constraint that you see in every onlay system. And then the third zone is the outer edge, which is more of a flattened out surface. So if there's ever, you know, the head rides up on top of the edge, it's not going to cause any rocking as well. But the fact we can claim that any radius of curvature works on our glenoid now does away with all the whole mismatch that we learned years ago. So it's just, it's really a phenomenal design. And the results, we've done well over 2,500 procedures now, and the results are just incredible, very impressive. Something that we get excited about is just the fact that people will be calling saying, yeah, we really want to meet with you because we'd like to use your glenoid. We've heard lots of great things. We read your papers and your studies, and it really solves a problem. And that's really what we're about as a group and an organization, is solving problems in shoulder arthroplasty. So the glenoid alone, yes, it's been phenomenal. But we don't stop there. And I know we'll spend a little time talking about the rest, but it's sure. been fun to take this history and all this education and science and be able to have something that really brings a solution to the healthcare industry for total shoulder arthroplasty. And that's the Shoulder Innovations Inside Glenoid by far.
Well, and I was preparing for our podcast, and about I guess 2 weeks ago on a Friday, you know, I said, hey, I asked a fellowship trained shoulder surgeon. I said, hey, you know, if I were to walk up to you and say your number one concern about, you know, doing a total shoulder, what is that? And he's just looked at me and he said, glenoid loosening. You know, they said, you can ask 100 of us and 99 of us are going to tell you that. And it's, you know, the 5 year mark is where we get nervous that this is going to happen. And so obviously you're addressing that.
You know, it's really, you're so right, Eric. And we've validated that every time we go out and talk with physicians, and we knew our own challenges, you know, with the glenoid that there was. And there was even an access challenge for a lot of surgeons. They had a difficult time, you know, making their incision and having their dissection and be able to get a really good view and access. So it was really kind of interesting, because when I survey shoulder surgeons and you say, what's the simplest procedure that you do? They will tell you it's a 25 millimeter base plate on a reverse. Mm-hmm. Well, think about our inset glenoid that's 24 millimeters. It's round. It's flat back. It's just like a base plate. So it's putting in a base plate. Well, a lot of those shoulder surgeons don't do anywhere near the type of resection and dissection and exposure that they might try to have to do on putting an inlay or an onlay glenoid in, because those are more difficult for them to get their exposure. So that was really fascinating. When you say this to a surgeon, they just immediately go, oh my gosh, that makes sense. Yeah, it's a base plate. It's a 25 millimeter base plate.
Sure.
So, yeah. No, it's been fun to really spend time working with physicians. And when they put this glenoid in, it literally snaps in and locks in like they've never felt before. Because even when you hold their thumb on their glenoids while the cement is drying, it never felt to them like it was just rock solid. Like there was some micro motion or something going on there. And the other thing that we learned over all these years is we really taught our surgeons the wrong way to cement glenoids. If you think about it, right, we put those holes in to prep for our glenoids, those peg holes, and then you squirted cement in those holes and you compress the glenoid into the glenoid, and all of a sudden that cement pops out of those holes and it creates a little thin cement membrane. But that thin cement membrane on the back of a round glenoid creates a rocking horse motion, and any micro motion cracks the cement mantle. Thus, you start to see the radiolucent lines at the 1 year, 2 year, 3 year mark. And all of a sudden, like you said, Eric, when your doctors are saying, man, 3 to 5 years, we start to get nervous. Well, that's because all of a sudden you got this rocking horse happening with a cement mantle that gave loose right day one. Mm-hmm. And now you got particulate in there. And it's just a snowball effect. So it's been a fascinating experience to watch what's been going on in the success pathway for us.
Well, and I can imagine, because you're addressing something that the marketplace is yearning for them. Obviously, when you're talking to surgeons, and this is their number one issue. And yeah. So obviously the organization's name is Shoulder Innovation. Shoulder meaning the humeral side as well. What are some of the things that you're doing to address the humeral side?
Well, the benefit of being in it for 30 some years is taking all the work that we've done on past systems and realizing there were a lot that we left away after our developing of other systems and went, man, I wish we would have done this, or I wish we'd have finished this, or I wish we could have had this. And so as we sat down to design the humeral side to go with this insect glenoid, we took everything we had learned from back in our simplicity days and, you know, just even the Ascend and Ascend Flex from Tournier and said, how can we take something and make it so much more rock solid, stable? But the other mantra for us is bone preservation as an organization. Because if you think about shoulder surgeons today, they're really interested in preserving bone because they're always thinking about the next procedure that they might have to do on that patient. And they want to deal with, more bone. Obviously, they would like to have more bone to deal with. But a lot of these systems, both on the glenoid side, remove so much bone. And they also do it on the humeral side. They take all that, you know, great metaphyseal, you know, cancellous bone, and it's gone. And you can't replace it. So for us, we wanted to come up with something that was very much a thoughtful system with the end in mind. And what I mean by that is it's several pieces of it. You got your instrumentation that has to address the simplicity of a system, right? And one of the things we wanted to have was something very simple and elegant, but that everything in the entire system fits in one tray. And when you think about healthcare economics that's going on and the challenges for healthcare today, we have brought in so many trays over the years on these complex systems that we inundate them with a ton of instrumentation, which makes it very difficult and complex and not simple, but very costly for the hospitals and the healthcare facilities. For us to have one tray that does 6 procedures, literally every procedure for a total shoulder, including augments, and we've now completed that for our reverse as well. The fact you can have all of that is amazing, because we've estimated, and we've got, you know, resources that have confirmed all this, but it costs hospitals, facilities about $150 on the low end to $250 per tray, mm-hmm. wrapped. You know, labor, all your sterilization equipment and stuff to wrap and prep these per tray. Well, if a competitor brings in 5 more trays than ours or 6 more trays, that's a big savings to a hospital. And that's only on the preoperative side. If you think about it, we do absolutely everything again on the post-op side except wrap it and blue drape. And by the way, you know, this all the supply chain challenges, blue wrap is hard to get. It's, you know, it's part of a challenge for the facilities. So if you can save $1,000 to $2,000 per procedure before even making an incision, we know we have an incredible economic story. And that's what we've really cloned as what we call the value of one, and having just everything in one system or one integrated system in one tray. And that's been phenomenal. But on this humoral side, the other piece that we've learned, Eric, and you and I worked together back in Zimmer, and the challenges for the companies, all of them, it's a hardship. It's a very expensive business to be in orthopedics, because you need to have not only the right instrumentation and enough of the instrumentation to address the market needs, but you also need to have, you know, the implant side. And having sterile implants that do expire after a certain amount of time, a good example is we had 24 humeral options on the Ascend system at Tournier. Fast forward with Shoulder Innovations, we have a total of 3. And our 3 will do everything that 24 does and more. So if you build from the end in mind and you think about that, you now build an incredible, fully integrated system, convertibility, streamline approach, and something that addresses what the market wants, including bone preservation. You really have a winning combination. And so that's what's been fun for us to create. And that system's out and been phenomenally successful. And we just recently, a few weeks ago, got our reverse FDA clearance as well, which is the same stem as we've been using on our total shoulder. So it's because it's convertible. Now we have, you know, the glenoid side, the glenosphere side to add to that. Now you have a complete system for our shoulder surgeons. And our team, once again, really rallied, I would say, and innovated the next decade. I've always just bragged about our team because they're always thinking in terms of next decade. Even when you're inventing, you're thinking about the next decade. It's on the patent side, but it's also on the innovation side. You know, where are we going? Sure. You never want to be a company that's just playing catch up. You want to be the ones that are always in the lead. And I think our team's just been so fortunate and blessed to be always on that leading edge. And now we're sitting on something very exciting as the next decade of technology.
Well, absolutely. And you touched on one of my questions that I was going to have for you, but you talked a lot about it, is the ASC world that is, I think COVID has accentuated the move to the ASC, because it was happening, but then COVID seems to just, I mean, it's just exploded. I said this to somebody the other day, or put it out on LinkedIn. I pulled up to a surgery center and there was a big banner out front with the 5 joint replacement surgeons' faces on it and saying, "We do outpatient joint replacement here in this surgery center."
Yeah.
And who would have thought we would have saw that 2 or 3 years ago?
Yeah. No, you're right, Eric. And it's really been part of the intention in mind. We were very intentional about building the system that would lead our shoulder surgeons to the ASCs and give them the opportunity and do it with a straightforward, very simple system. But even that one tray or the value of one really allows us that opportunity to take that lead and then to be able to have the implant story with the number of SKUs. I mean, the fact that we have so many less SKUs than the other companies and we address all the same things that they do, that allows us to lower our cost so we can be cost effective working with these shoulder surgeons, their institutions, the ASCs, the hospitals. And so I think we're in a really good position that way as well. And the only other part of the equation that we wanted to complete was to have the next decade or the next generation of 3D software planning. Mm-hmm. And we've done that with what we call Preview. Preview, we actually bought the exclusive license from Genesis Software Innovations. And that's a part of the Genesis team as well, that were part of helping to develop Blueprint. But there were things we wanted to be able to bring to the market that were really game-changing from what even Blueprint was. And now we've been able to roll that out. And in fact, our AI platform was one of the first approved through the FDA's new criteria, because the FDA has had to respond to all this software and AI. They've actually formed a new division. They've actually formed new criteria, a new credentialing and approval process. And our company was the first one to be able to go through that process successfully and get the first FDA approval in their new credentialing process. So that was a great feather in our cap as well. And to have something that we innovated with gamers, gamer developers. When you think about the world and how that gaming technology has just overtaken everything, we wanted to start that project doing that with gamer developers. And we've got a phenomenal team of designing engineers that work on this every day. And it's just phenomenal what's happening there.
Well, that's a great lead in for me to ask my next question. And without divulging too much, I'm sure you can't divulge all your plans, but what does the future look like for Shoulder Innovations? What do you see that being?
Yeah, that's a great question, Eric. You know, we built this company to, from a long-term vision, to say, hey, we are building innovation. We're building game-changing technology, a platform system that can help address, you know, the market needs. And we don't just create things that we want to have. It has to have a solution, has to be a solution for a problem. So we've identified those problems and we want to have those solutions for our orthopedic partners and our surgeons. But so we're planning the long-term game here. We're gearing up for it. We got a phenomenal board. We've got, you know, plenty of money in the bank from the standpoint of getting to accomplish what we want to over the next several years. Our board's very bullish on us. They would love to take us public. So we're already putting things in place as we speak, as it relates to an IPO. And you never know, you might hear about that early next year. I mean, sure, companies can always be acquired, but you know, you want to be acquired. You don't want to be sold. And our vision all along has been long-term vision. Build this out. We had such a fun time building out the Tornier platform. The same team wants to do it again. And because we're just passionate about shoulders and thus the Shoulder Innovations company that we've put together.
Well, it's all very exciting. And I can tell by your passion and your voice and obviously the fantastic team that you've assembled, you guys are going to be a market force for sure. So that's exciting for you guys. And, you know,
thanks.
So yeah, absolutely. And if anybody who's listening to the podcast now there in the audience wants to learn more about Shoulder Innovations, where should they go?
Yeah, there's a, obviously, if you just Google shoulder, you know, Shoulder Innovations, you're going to find us all over the place. If you Google insect glenoids, you're going to see us pop up in the number one page. There's a real movement that's going on that's pretty exciting. So there's a lot of ways to get a hold of us, but, you know, www.shoulderinnovations.com. And there's a place in there that you can, you know, reach out and we'll respond quickly and get back to you. And we get several inquiries a day and it's really fun to see what's been happening.
Well, that is great. And Dave, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on the podcast today. And we're going to be watching you guys, and it's going to be exciting to watch your progress and your success.
Well, thanks, Eric. Appreciate the opportunity, and it's great to reconnect with you as well. Thanks for what you're doing.
Absolutely. Same here.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Ortho Idea Podcast. If you would like to learn more about the technologies discussed, please visit www.orthoidea.com.